No question at all, Larry Sparks has become a legend. Larry is a regular contributor to Unreal Bluegrass, and we just hadn't had the occasion to talk for a while. I was there in 2015 when Larry was inducted into the IBMA Bluegrass Hall of Fame, which he richly deserved. Larry Sparks has one of those most unique singing voices. The songs that he writes, his guitar playing, to me, is one of the elements that every time I see him, I just marvel at. He has this amazing ability to get tone and feeling out of what he's playing without having to show off necessarily. Not that everybody that plays fast is showing off, but he's got it all, and he just plays it and brings it so true. So much soul in everything that Larry does. We're going to talk to Larry in the second hour, and I'm very happy to have him back on the show. Just doesn't get any better than Larry Sparks. Really happy to welcome back to Unreal Bluegrass one of the all-time greats, Larry Sparks. How you doing, Larry?
Doing fine, Steve Martin. Good to talk with you. On your show.
It's always good to talk to you. And, you know, and then I thought the other day as I was thinking about getting ready for this, the last time I saw you, I didn't get a chance to speak to you then. You were being inducted into the Bluegrass Hall of Fame down in Raleigh, North Carolina. I was there for that, and I saw that. That was a pretty big night for you.
Yeah, that was an honor. I appreciate it very much.
That was nice. That was nice. That was 2000.
Yeah, but on weekends.
Say again.
They keep me in the Hall of Fame. I'm out. Allowed.
And you're out on weekends. You said that on stage, and I thought there's a reason he's saying that. But you had a nice presentation, and Alison Krauss joined with you, and you had a nice, that's a wonderful honor. That's a wonderful honor. Nobody more deserving than Larry Sparks. And I was there and I saw it and I thought, yeah, this is perfect. Go ahead.
Have a good, IBMA is a very good organization.
I'm on the board and we're trying really hard, and I think we're making, progress and bringing things around, and with our partnership in Raleigh, I think, I really do think that we may have found a home for a while.
I don't know if you take IBMA out of what they've done, we'll sure be missed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what, everybody on the board, Larry, and you know this, everybody on the board that I serve with is very serious. They take their job very seriously, and they all want to do the same thing, which is improve and move the music along and preserve it and make it better for all the fans and musicians and everybody. So, but you're going to be near my town. It's a good opportunity to talk about what you're up to, but I know for a fact, Larry, that you're going to bring in your band to Florence, Willis Music in Florence, Kentucky on the 16th of November, and that's a common venue for you. You usually pick that up on your way making some tours around, and we'll mention that again before we're finished talking. And then I think you go to Shepherdsville, Kentucky, then you maybe go to Nashville. Is that about sound about right for the next couple of weeks?
Right, Yeah, we'll do the Willis Music on the 16th, I believe, and Shepherdsville on the 17th, and Nashville on the 18th.
And then you have, do you take a break after that for the holidays, or I know I noticed your schedule picks up again in the first of the year.
Yeah, I usually like to take off, Steve, around, December and part of January, and just get off the road and do some things, maybe record and work on some things, tie some loose ends up, and sort of get the next year ready, get things in line, and it's a good time to do that. I do sometimes shows during that time, but I usually just take off.
Well, that's good. That's good. And Larry Sparks is always bringing good music wherever you are. And I understand you might have a couple of, and maybe you just referred to some of those. You might have a couple of projects in the works. We don't have dates for them yet, but maybe you can tell me what you're working on besides just traveling around.
Yeah, I'm just really pulling some things together, Steve, on some projects. And I need another gospel album will be in the project, and also another a bluegrass album I'm working on.
Are you, did I hear or did I just mishear that you're going to work on an album? I guess it would be like a solo thing with you and guitar?
Yeah, that's sort of in the making, and that would be down the road a piece. But yeah, that's what I've had a lot of people ask me to do that, and I thought about it, and maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe I should do it. So I'm going to probably do, you know, have the gospel and the bluegrass album out before that, I guess, as far as I know. But that would be on the table for to look at and, you know, maybe do. I have some ideas for it, and just need the guitar and the bass.
Well, you know, Larry, you and I know you've talked to other people about this, too. I think you have one of the most distinctive, in the world of bluegrass and maybe in the world of acoustic guitar, you have a recognizable tone and sound when you're playing. It doesn't sound like anybody else. You are very, you pick the note you want to play. You play a lot of emphasis, and you get a lot of emotion out of the note you play. You're not trying to burn anybody up, but you have a very distinctive style. I think you ought to do it.
Well, it's possible I will, and it's something I'm sort of kicking around right now. But my people would really like to have it, you know, just to add to their collection of Larry Sparks music and things. So I probably will do it. You know, you got to get the right songs to fit that project and something that would, you know, would be fitting for it. And I think it might be.
You know. You're thinking about it. You're giving it some thoughts, and if you can get it together, then I think you ought to do it. Everybody that sees Larry Sparks live recognizes exactly what we're talking about, and your very distinctive style of playing and the tone and the feeling that you get. I think is like no other guitar player in bluegrass and maybe in acoustic music. Larry, one time you and I talked about liking the tone and the style that you have to something that that maybe B.B. King might have done, as far as, you know, I'm going to play my notes with all the feeling that I can, and for some reason that seemed to ring a bell.
Yeah, B.B. King was he wasn't a note player, he was a soul player.
Yeah.
And a heart player, you know, heart and soul player. And he could do more with one note than some could do with 10 notes, you know.
And I've said this before too, Larry, and I know we've discussed it in the past, I don't mean to go over old things, but that was deliberate on his part. I think it's deliberate on your part. And then people who try to reproduce your playing find that's very difficult. And people who thought, I can play a lot of notes in a blues setting and I'm going to play B.B. King, can't, because the feeling that he had in his fingers and the way that he kind of caressed the notes as he played them, it's very difficult to get that expression the way you play.
Just a feeling, a soul thing, you know, you have, it just comes out, you know, you do it strictly by feeling, you know, your music, you know, by feel, you say, that's the way I sing and play.
Well, you are the soul-filled bluegrass singer, everybody knows that, and everybody that comes to see you.
I'm just natural to do that, you know, it's
yeah.
A natural way for me to sing and play, and I don't know how else I could do it. It's natural, and you know, the feel that I have is from my heart, you know, the way I play.
Who's been with you playing on the road recently that you remember?
In the band, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We have I got a young group right now that's doing really good with me, and you never know when they're leaving or staying, you know. You have no guarantee, but musicians are like anything else, you know. Sometimes you want to pull out and do whatever, but I do have a young band. I have Daniel Patrick is my banjo player.
Oh, yeah.
Sings tenor. Plays dobro, too, and doing a really good job.
Yeah.
Been with him a couple years. And Evan Lanier is the mandolin player. He's been working with us all summer, singing harmony and playing mandolin. And some fiddle, too. And actually, Daniel's sister, Samantha Patrick, is playing bass and singing harmony with us, too, in the band, doing good.
The Larry Sparks Band has always kind of been one of those bands, like you say, the young players. You bring young players through your band, and maybe they go on to other things or become their own band leaders, but you've always kind of had that ability to recognize talent. And bring them in and kind of teach them the road, teach them the business, and it's almost like a bluegrass school of the way you do things. I thought
there's a lot to this this business, you know, and we can always learn something, but yeah, to help people and the younger musician things, and to help them is very important, and I think we should do that if we can. And but, you know, like I say, there's no guarantee of anybody staying in the band. You have no guarantee of that. But, I hope that, you know, good musicians, good people will stay around. You know.
If they get the benefit of your experience and what you can help teach them about, not just recording but on the road, and also, more importantly, maybe being in a band, and then they should at some point want to go on. You hope that they would want to go on if they have the skill and the talent and the desire to do their own thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people sure stay. You know, they like country music.
Well, sure. Yeah.
And some people, you know, if they get really locked into a situation they enjoy in their life, you know, you've got them for a long time.
Oh, sure.
But some don't. You know, they want to go on to other things and other forms of music, or maybe with their own band, start that, which is okay. But I just do the best I can with them, you know, and treat them right, best I can, and hope they'll stay around.
If they stay around, it's because they want to, and if they leave, it's with your blessing, because you know that you've instilled enough knowledge and skill, and I'm sure you don't regret it, any one of them leaving and having their own.
Always had good musicians with me, and you know, good people is I like to associate around me, my surroundings. You know,
that's got to be the key, doesn't it? When you're traveling, doesn't it have to be the key that they got to be good people to be around, or else how could you put up with it?
Yeah, it's all a teamwork thing, and we got to, you know, work together, and you have to work after one goal, and that's where it starts when you work with me.
Right, that's right.
Music and my singing and my style, you have to work, you know, toward that to improve what you do with me. And it's the same way if you work with anybody else. You know, you have to do their music. I worked with the Stanley Brothers when I was young.
That's right.
And with Ralph Stanley, and he had a certain way he did everything. And so I went, you know, I tried to do my very best to do his music and his way. And he was pleased with it, and we did great with it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Great, great music.
It takes a lot of work, a lot of time, and a lot of you know, working the band out and working songs. And I've got so many songs that I didn't know I did have so many songs. Well, this past year I started looking at everything, and I have got tons of songs. But a lot of them I don't sing, because if you don't sing them all the time, you forget the words. You know, you forget them and you can't get the step on.
Larry, I was going to ask you this question. Now, as we mentioned earlier, you're going to be in my neck of the woods, which is Northern Kentucky in Boone County. You're going to be at Willis Music in Florence, Kentucky on the 16th of November. But what are some of those songs, if you can think of some that are always, you have to play them? You know, what are the ones that you know people are going to ask for, that you know are going to, whether it's on a new album or whatever, there's certain songs I know that you have to come up and play.
Yeah, but a lot of the gospel songs, you know, they will request, and you kind of associate me with the, it's an identity, you know, certain songs. And same way with the other songs that are not gospel. For instance, John Deere Tractor.
John Deere Tractor. You got it. You must have to do that every time you step foot on stage.
People expect that song.
Yeah.
Part of it, you know, and they really do. And then, you know, Blue Virginia Blues, A Face in the Crowd. Tennessee 1949.
Yeah.
Carter's Blues.
Carter's Blues. You
go on and on.
You have a great version of Carter's Blues on that. I might suggest this one too, Larry. I bet you often have to play. I bet you often have to play The Last Suit You Wear.
That's another one, too. Yeah. It kind of associates me with, you know, very much, and they kind of expect me to sing that. I have many songs like that that, you know, people, the fans, kind of expect me to sing. They're used to it. They want to hear.
Oh yeah.
Numbers and so a lot of times you can't get them all on. I do everything off the top of my head. I never plan anything.
Right.
On stage. The only thing I plan is the first song, maybe it's two songs or something, and that's it. You know, nothing is planned. I strictly work off the top of my head, to people, and that's the way I've always done it. I could probably improve that, I guess.
No, listen, I think it's working okay for half a century plus. I think you're doing just fine. I say stick.
Well, I do it that way. And kind of work with the crowd and work off the crowd. And I take requests and talk to people. And
you do.
I try to make it comfortable for the crowd. I don't like to make the crowd uncomfortable.
I'll
go on the show and keep them comfortable.
For the people listening, if they haven't seen you, then they will definitely need to do this. But I've seen you just countless times. It's a very personal relationship you have with the audience. And when you're on stage, it doesn't matter where you are, you're very connected to the people who are there, who paid their money to come and see you sing.
Yeah, that's true. And, and I want to give them a good show.
Yeah.
I want the band to be on top of everything and myself. And sometimes every day is not a good day, but, you might have a better day the next show. But do your best. I want to do the best we can for the fans and keep the show and good terms there and keep everything sounding good and give people their money's worth.
Well, Larry, if they're just tuning in,
part of it, I look forward to being at Willis Music. I don't get to play those small shows too much.
Yeah.
Small venues that much. But Willis Music is, it's kind of close. We routed in, I think it's been a year and a half since I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
But routed in when possible, to work in with other things. And it just so happened it was going to work in good on the 16th of November.
That's great. We're looking forward to it, as always, and I will make every effort to be there, and I will see you, and I say hello, and I always expect and get from Larry Sparks on stage the finest bluegrass with one of the most soulful interpreters of all the bluegrass we've been talking about. Larry Sparks, you always deliver on stage, and that's one thing people can always count on with you is you're there to give them what they want. And man, you always do. I've never seen you where I haven't been totally pleased.
Great. Well, I hope I can continue that.
You will. You got a lot of miles left in you, man.
I hope so. I'm 3 score and 10 now,
I know. I know you are. And I can count that up, too. Listen, Larry Sparks, I'm always thrilled to get a chance. To me, you're, Larry Legend, they say, is Larry Bird. You were always Larry Legend to me. I think he stole your name.
Well, it's great music, and Steve, I'm honored and glad I could, come into it years ago and in my corner of it and really, try to take care of the music and hold to it and keep running with it and doing shows and pushing the music and promoting it. And bands have come in from all over, it's really gotten bigger now than ever. Bluegrass is bigger than ever.
Yeah. And it's more than a corner. You have more than a corner. You have a big chunk of bluegrass, current and history, and you guard it well and you take care of it well and you send it back out to the people and the music grows. Wherever Larry Sparks is, the bluegrass music continues to grow and changes. And you're just, to me, I'm so thrilled when you get a chance to call into the show, and I know the listeners like it. And I know you'll be in Florence and you're going to go to Shepherdsville. And then I think within a couple of weeks you'll be down at Station Inn, which is a good place to kind of end that southern wing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Station Inn in Nashville is a great little place. It's I've probably played there off and on since the 1970s, when in. J.T. Gray runs the place.
Yeah.
It's just a great little place, kind of an industry-type thing. A lot of people in Nashville come out, and a lot of fans come out. Last time we were there, we couldn't. It was impossible to get one more person in.
It has to be.
Full of people. But it was just packed to the walls. And people enjoyed the show. And it's always a pleasure, to play there when we can at the Station Inn. And of course, that's the 18th of November on Saturday.
Yeah.
And back up to the 17th on Friday again. We'll be at Shepherdsville with Jerry Brewer and his band.
Yeah.
And we'll be there on the 17th Friday night at the Music Barn, I think they call it.
Yep, I've been there.
Route 44 there, off of 65.
I've been there.
65, Interstate 65. We'll be there on Friday night the 17th. And hope folks in that area might come out and back it up again. Willis Music on the Thursday, the 16th.
And Larry, people, what you've talked about, two albums. We'll talk to you when those become available. At least I hope that you'll talk to me about the new albums when they drop. And if people want to find out about you, they can just Google Larry Sparks and they can probably find your website and get all these dates. If they didn't get them straight, they can figure out what you're doing.
Yeah, LarrySparks.com is the website.
All right.
LarrySparks.com. And they can like us on Facebook if they choose to do that. And we have that also available. And hope folks will stay in touch with us and support bluegrass music and come out and see us when they can. We do appreciate it a whole lot.
Well, they do, and they do all those things, and they will. And like I said, I was proud as punch to be in the audience when you were inducted into the Hall of Fame down in Raleigh. I just thought this is just a perfect evening. So, Larry, I always enjoy your conversation and information you give me. I learn something every time, and I'll let you get on about your business. But thanks so much for being available to talk to the audience here.
Oh, I enjoyed it, Steve. Sure enjoyed being on your show there, and hope we'll be able to do this again before long down the road. And
we will.
Yeah, those projects will be happening. They're on the table now, so we're kind of be putting together, you know, putting everything together. So maybe this winter I'll be able to do that and get things more organized with another project here to come out with. And I always like to feature new songs, you know, and I like the old songs, you know, out of the 30s and 40s and 50s and all that. Great songs, but, you know, we don't want to forget them. And keep them. I can sing a Bill Monroe or Ralph Stanley or Stanley Brother or Lester Flatt songs, you know, if I need to. But you know, I have to bring new songs for my style, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You know what? You know,
keep new songs.
And I told you I was going
to keep new songs.
I told you I was going to let you go, but now that you've mentioned that, I have to mention one of my favorite tunes that I like to play on the air is on your 50th anniversary album. I think it's the Bill Monroe that introduces you. And then you come out and you do a song, and he says, there's a fella backstage that wants to sing with me. And then I think that's just one of the coolest things. I love it, the fact you put that on, found it, and put it on the album.
Yeah, that's great. I was honored to sing with Bill that day. We sang together a few times before, and was in the Grand Ole Opry there years ago, and we sang together. And a few shows around, you know, the country. But Bill was very... a very strong person on stage with his music, very independent with his music, and he knew what he had, and he took care of it.
He did.
And I respect him very much, you know, for who he was, what he held to, you know, the music all those years. And we did In the Pines.
That's right, In the Pines.
Recorded years ago.
Yeah.
And from the stage, this is 1995, mm-hmm. Bean Blossom.
That's right.
Indiana.
That's right.
And it was kept in the can until 2013, and had permission to, you know, I really wanted to have that on the album if I could, because I, you know, respect Bill so much, and I was able to do that through James Monroe, of course, and we put that on the album, and you know, Bill and I singing together in the Pines. And had Ralph Stanley on the album, and Jesse McReynolds, Curly Seckler, Bobby Osborne, Judy Marshall, Allison Krauss, a whole lot of people. Larry Sparks 50 is the name of the album.
That's right. It's a great one. Oh, I love it. It's a great one.
They got released my Christmas album again, too, all Christmas albums.
Oh, okay.
Records.
Okay.
So well, that's made available now to people that would maybe have never heard it, Larry Sparks. It's called Christmas in the Hills. And it's an old Christmas album. A lot of new songs and a few of the old ones, old songs.
Well, that's good to know. It's good to know because we're coming up on that time of year.
You're coming on.
Well, Larry, I'm going to let you go. I promised to let you go a minute ago. Then I got diverted on something else. But Larry Sparks, I'm always thrilled to get to talk to you. And I'll see you again real soon down the road.
Thank you, Steve. It's sure good talk with you.
Right.
Thank you for having me on again. I do appreciate it.
You are so welcome. I'll talk to you, Larry.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.